five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.
It's Thursday, the 6th of April, 2021. At five, Hollywood film Godzilla vs. Kong has set a new global record for pandemic-era film going, taking more than $385 million since opening 2 weeks ago. The strong showing came despite continued limits on attendance in many places, bringing hope to an industry that has been battered by the virus. At four, a decade-long battle over copied code in Google's Android operating system has ended in the US Supreme Court. Oracle, another tech titan, had sued Google in 2010 for copyright infringement over what it said was copied computer code, but the Supreme Court let Google off the hook, overturning a lower court decision it had infringed the copyright. At three, US labor officials have found that Amazon retaliated illegally when it fired two employees who had spoke out about the firm's environmental practices and warehouse safety. The National Labor Relations Board was investigating a complaint brought by Emily Cunningham and Marin Costa, who had helped organize a group of Amazon employees for climate justice and were fired last April. At two, US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has signaled a stronger engagement on issues from climate change to human rights to tax evasion, pledging to restore America's economic leadership. America first must never mean America alone, she said in her first major speech on its overseas economic policy. And at one, pubs and restaurants serving outside can reopen as planned next Monday, along with non-essential shops, gyms and hairdressers, as England's lockdown is further eased, Boris Johnson said. The Prime Minister also said the government was hopeful international travel could resume in the next stage of lockdown easing on the 17th of May, but cautioned against the effects of the surge of coronavirus in other parts of the world. For more details on any of these stories, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.